Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Oh my goodness, our God is so good. He's so awesome. He's so gracious. He's so kind to us. He's so merciful. I am still reeling from our last session, our time of ministry in the Word of God, our Bible study last week, Wednesday. Oh my goodness, the Lord just opened the heavens over us in that service. It is truly amazing. This indeed has been a year of the incredible. God has just done so much. God has done, there's just testimonies and testimonies and testimonies and testimonies. And if you're still waiting on yours, make sure you are waiting in faith. That means you are actively pursuing, you are expecting, you are looking for it, you are declaring it, you are holding on to the Word of God. A couple of weeks or so ago, I started by having us celebrate 2026 prophetic promises and the promises that God made to us in love. And I still want to go back there. I just haven't been able to. Last week was completely taken over. I think the Lord wanted to show out in that service, and He had a specific word, a powerful word, for many of His people. So praise God. Wherever you are joining us from, whatever platform you're joining us on tonight, I thank you very much for being here with us. I'm very excited. I'm going to continue on as the Holy Spirit guides us, as He leads us. Just continue to celebrate the love of God for us. Hallelujah. What a glorious year this has been. I you know, the Bible says the glory of the latter house will by far surpass the former. And sometimes, you know, some years, the Lord visits us so much, and as I, you know, begin to look towards the next seasons and things and get directions and instructions, you know, sometimes at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, this year, the Lord's just done so much for us. What could be better than this? I found myself thinking like that sometimes. But what could be better than this? And then sure enough, the following year comes around, and oh my goodness, God just pours out again. And as we keep going that year, we keep enjoying all that the Lord is doing, all that the Lord has done and all of that. You know, I start, you know, just slowly looking into the next seasons and what's the Lord saying and what's, and I'm thinking somewhere at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, the Lord's done so much for us this year. What could be better than this? What could be better than this? And then that following year comes, and again, it's overflowing. And God just always tops and beats our expectations. Surely, the glory of the latter house surpasses the former. So this year, what an incredible year this has been. God has really been amazing in all of our lives, and the heavens are just open, the floodgates. Glory to God. Miracles, outpourings, open heavens. I mean, since our open heavens in convention in Columbus, the open heavens weekend at the end of June in Columbus, it's like everything just took on a different pace. Truly, I'm seeing vision shift. I'm seeing generational shift. I'm seeing power, opportunity, opened doors. I'm seeing incredible, strange things, unspeakable things, amazing. I mean, all of that. Glory to God. And I'm hearing those things, and I'm hearing them from a lot of God's people, and I'm really, really thankful. And I congratulate you for being a part of whatever God is doing in these last days. We serve a living God. We serve a supernatural God. He's like the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He just never changes. What he does, though, is he elevates us. He gives more and more and more. Like the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, it says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. So that means with each subsequent season, with each subsequent year, each new season, each new year, that light just shines brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And the perfect day is when we meet our Lord, when we wrap up here and we meet our Lord and we see him face to face, or our journey is done for each of us, our assignments are completed. Glory to God. And then that takes on a brand new expression of glory in itself, in that new season. Hallelujah. So I am super excited, and I thank you so much again for joining us tonight for our Bible study, our time of ministering the Word of God. Oh my goodness, look at the time. Let's bow our heads. Let's share a word of prayer. The joy of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I hope you can feel it wherever you are. Hallelujah. But the hands of the Lord are stretched out. The Holy Spirit is moving freely, and he's touching lives. And he's doing incredible. Glory to God. Father, we honor you tonight. We just thank you. I thank you so much for this opportunity to get around your word with the saints. I thank you for all of my brothers and sisters, everyone that's joining us tonight for this short Bible study. Thank you for your visitation. We feel your presence already. You are amongst us. I know that you are with us, and we thank you. I thank you very much for your word. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the outpouring of your power. I speak the blessings of heaven upon every one of my brothers and sisters and all of their loved ones. Lord, that you touch their lives tonight. You visit with us. You do a mighty work. Oh, that which eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, that which has not yet entered into the heart of any man. Lord, that which you have prepared for those that love you, those that you love, who now love you back, just with a fraction of the love with which you love us. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness. God's love for us is love for a lifetime. He said in Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. No matter what life throws at us, he has loved us with an everlasting love. Therefore, with his loving kindness, he draws us to himself. You know, God has gone ahead of us in every season of our future. You do know there is nothing longer lasting than everlasting love. There is absolutely nothing, nothing longer lasting than everlasting love. So when the Lord says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, my friends, that means our entire lives, our future, every season of our lives are secured in the love of God. The real work is we talked a little bit about this last week, is in us getting rooted in that love. Because as God has gone ahead into our future to prepare, to make preparations for every season, oh my goodness. If you missed last week, you've got to go back and just listen to that service and that teaching, that Bible study again and again and again and again. Such a bedrock of a revelation in that service last week. Oh my goodness. God has gone ahead of us, just like he did for Adam and Eve. He's gone ahead of us into every season of our lives to make preparations because of his love for us. No matter what comes, no matter what is ahead of us, God has already gone ahead. In every season, he loves us today. He loves us tomorrow. He loves us next month. He loves us next year. Long before we arrive in the future seasons of our lives, God has already, he has already made preparations because of his love for us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not, I will not, I will not, I will not. And we saw in Isaiah 43, he listed some of these different seasons of our lives. Like the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley, Psalm 23 verse 5, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, for thou art with me. You are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. My cup overflows. Glory to God. In every season, long before we get there, no matter what is there. That's why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things. And we know, he said, by the way. He said, and we know. He didn't say we hope. We're praying, we're wondering, and we're kind of believing that will be the case. No, no, no. He said, and we know that all things work together for good, for them that love God, and for them that are called according to his purpose. In that scripture, oh, hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. He loved us first. He loved us first and turned on the light in our lives. When he turned on the light and birthed us into this new generation, this new life, then he gave us the ability to recognize his love and to be able to embrace and receive that love. And then with a fraction, just a fraction of the love with which he loved us, with which he loves us, we were able to love him back. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, for them that he loves, and for them that love him. In the Amplified, it says, but on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, All that God has prepared, all that God prepared, made, and keeps ready. So he made them, he prepared them, he made them ready, he keeps them ready for when we arrive at those points. When you and I arrive at next month, there are already things that God has prepared, that he has made, and that he keeps ready. So that when we arrive there, those things are available to us. Those are the preparations of his love. He said, the things that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits that he has bestowed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has gone ahead of us. He has already made preparations. No matter what shows up in the future seasons of our lives, his love secures us. His love secures our destiny. Hallelujah. You know, Satan understands this principle so well. So he also tries to go ahead of us. We touched a little bit on this in our service last week. And I hope you made a little bit of time to try to do some digging, and we were talking about that word prevented, when David especially used it in some of his Psalms. He talked about the enemy prevented him. Satan is so adept. The things that he tries to do in our lives, they're not just for today. They're not for yesterday. They are actually for the future. A lot of times he anticipates. He doesn't know the future. He does not know what God has put together. But he has a sense. Remember, he's intelligent. In fact, the word demons, that word demons, which is, these are spiritual beings, demonic beings, that word demon in the Greek is the Greek word demonias. Demonias. And one of the literal translations of that Greek word demonias is intelligent being. Intelligent being. So there are familiar spirits, they are demonic beings. They don't know for certain the future, but they have a sense of it. And they are very intelligent. They are cunning. That's why that serpent showed up in the Garden of Eden. Very cunning. Smart, try to outwit Adam and Eve in that garden. They are intelligent beings. That is, they don't know the future, but they can anticipate. They know there is good prepared. They know this scripture that you and I read tonight as much as we know it, but as it is written, eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither entered into the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He knows this scripture very well. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love. So he knows God has prepared a good future to secure our destiny. No matter what comes, no matter what happens in this uncertain life, in this life that is full of uncertainties, no matter the seasons, whether they are high seasons or low seasons, whether we have mountaintop experiences or low valley experiences, regardless, God has already made preparations in love for us to secure our destiny. That's why Paul said in Romans, after he's from 8 to 28, all things work together. And then said in 31, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Then he goes in 35, that is, after he asked, what can separate us from the love of God? And he starts listing them: tribulation, affliction, sickness, death, no angels. No, he said nothing. Nothing. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. See, the preparations that God made, he made in love for us. So Satan, even though he does not know the specifics, he can anticipate because he is intelligent and he's smart. And familiar spirits are familiar. They are called familiar spirits because they are very familiar with us. They are familiar with our journey. They are familiar with history. They are familiar with the human race and the human nature. They are familiar with things and how life unfolds. So based on that, they are able to walk out of that familiarity sometimes to circumvent the good plans of God for his people. And sometimes in the lives of those that are not protected, these familiar spirits are able to wreak havoc. They are able to entrap and ensnare. They're able to cut life short. They're able to slap on all sorts of diabolical things in the lives of people because they have the power of familiarity. But God's love is our shield. For you and for me, God's love is our protection. God's love is what carries us. God's love is like Noah's ark. No matter how long the rain falls, no matter how bad the flood is, God's love is the ark that will carry us to safety. God's love is the ark that will carry us to the place of redemption. Our next wealthy place is secured by the love of God. No matter what men do to you. Remember that scripture in Psalm 66? It has caused men to ride over our heads. We have gone through. Let's read that scripture. He said, but finally you brought us into our wealthy place. Psalm 66. He said, for thou, O God, you've proved us. You've tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. There's an understanding there. He's writing from the viewpoint of the experiences. He's not writing from a place of revelation and clarity. But when these things that happen in the lives of humans, in the lives of God's covenant people, he's writing it based on from the perspective of the experiences that they had. And so he's saying, you laid affliction. God isn't laying affliction on you. You and I know now. His love protects us. His love keeps us. He's not laying affliction on us. But he's writing it from the perspective of those experiences. But even then, there's a measure of revelation and truth that he writes out here. He says, you have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. You brought us out into a wealthy place. Look at the way the Message translation, puts this. Road tested us, puts that verse 12. Road tested us inside and out. You took us to hell and back. Finally, he brought us to this well-watered place. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's his love. His love secures our future. His love secures our destiny. Look at that scripture in the contemporary English version. You sent war chariots to crush our skulls. God doesn't do that. So remember, the understanding is the psalmist is writing from the perspective of the experiences that this God's covenant people had. It wasn't God that did that, but there's a measure of revelation in what God did to rescue them. You sent war chariots to crush our skulls. We traveled through fire and through floods, but you brought us to a land of plenty. I dare say God is taking you to a land of plenty. Did somebody say amen? I dare say God is bringing you out to your wealthy place. God is taking you out of the place of affliction. God is taking you out of the place of bones being crushed and lives being squeezed and resources being stolen and difficulties and adversity surrounding us. He's taking us from that season into a new season where we enter in and we enjoy our next wealthy place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has made preparations for our future. But in the same way Satan always anticipates the future, he tries to go ahead and he tries to circumvent the blessings of God that have been prepared in our future so that we don't get them. That's so you see, David, if you spent any kind of time at all to look into some of his psalms where that word prevented shows up. Let me take just one of them. This is probably one of the more prominent ones, but that word shows up, whether it's prevent or prevented, shows up quite a number of other times. Sometimes he's talking about his prayer prevented the presence of God. He's talking about, sometimes he's talking about other things. But this in this, look at this psalm, Psalm 18 and verse 5. Look at it. It says, the sorrows of hell. This is Psalm of David, Psalm 18 verse 5. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. Look at it. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. He said in my distress, verse 6, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Look at that verse 5 in the Amplified. It says, the cords of Sheol, the place of the dead, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted and came upon me. Now, the word prevented, see, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. That word means to go ahead and to circumvent. To go ahead and to circumvent. Now, in a later part of this same scripture, in this same 18th Psalm, if you actually read that, glory to God, you read this from verse 16. I love this. He said, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Now, look at this. Look at this next verse, verse 18, Psalms 18 and verse 18. They prevented me. Who are they? They, my enemies. He's talking about the enemy, the strong enemy. Look at the previous verse. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Who's the strong enemy? Is the adversary. Is that enemy? That's Satan. That's evil genius. Satan himself. And Satan himself uses intelligent beings, small serpents, small demonic spirits, demoniacs, intelligent beings, to try to go ahead into the future that God has planned for us and try to circumvent the things that have been prepared for us in love. Look at what it says here. It says, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Verse 18, they prevented me in the day of my calamity. But look at the last part of that verse. But the Lord was my stay. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He loved me. He was my stay. He loved me. He secured my future. He loved me. He secured my destiny. The Lord was my stay. They, the strong enemy, Satan, and all his cohorts of angels, his demonic spirits, they prevented me. That is, they went ahead in anticipation of the things that God has prepared for me in his love. And they tried to circumvent the great future that God had for me. He said, but you, my God, you were my stay because you love me. You were my stay. You were my stay because you love me. He said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Then he says in verse 19, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he loved me. Here then, that scripture says, deliver because he delighted in me, because he loved me. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Oh, hallelujah. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at how this is put in the Amplified, especially that 18th verse. They confronted me and they came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay and support. Glory to God. Love that message that Pastor Kermit ministered so powerfully. Oh my goodness, that brother is on fire. It's such an anointing upon his life. What did he title that? God, a strong tower, something like that. God, my strong tower, something like that. We talked about that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saying, talked about the place of refuge. The place of refuge. The preparations that God has made available to God's people in that place of refuge, in that tower. In that tower. We saw how that played out in the book of Judges. Then we saw how it played out when David came against Goliath. Here he says right here, he brought me, look at it, he brought me, glory to God, they confronted me and came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay and support. They confronted me and came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay and my comfort. He brought me forth also into a large place. He was delivering me because he was pleased with me and he delighted in me. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He delighted in me because he loved me. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your everlasting love. Thank you, Father, for your everlasting love. My friends, our assignment is very simple: to become grounded, to become rooted in this love, so we cannot be shaken. So when our strong enemy goes ahead and tries to prevent us, tries to circumvent the preparations that the love of God has made in our future, we are strong. We are rooted inside the love of God. Rooted strongly and deeply inside the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you and we magnify your holy name. Thank you for being our stay and our support. Thank you for being our strong and high tower. Thank you for being our help when the enemy, the strong enemy, goes ahead to prevent us. Thank you because you delivered us, because you delighted in us. You delighted in us because you loved us. You delivered us because you delighted in us. You delighted in us because you loved us. We give you praise, Father. We celebrate your love for us. We are rooted every day. Every day we continue to be rooted. We continue to declare it, how much you love us. We continue to celebrate it, how much you love us. We give you the glory, Father. We give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you, saints. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. The Lord's presence is with you. He delivers you because he delights in you. He delights in you because he loves you. He delivers you because he delights in you. He delights in you because he loves you. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you again same time next week. God bless you.